This is the audio diary of the 23rd day of the 11th month of the year 2022. Hello, long time no speak. I have not uploaded an audio diary in what feels like a really long time, and it really has been. It's been nearly a year. I did not realize it had been that long. Until I realized I basically forgot about the podcast. This year, 2022, has been a really, trying to find the right word. It's been a year full of lots of changes and yeah, just pivots in my life direction. The last point that I left you off at in January of basically the beginning of the year, I had decided to fold the company that I was trying to start, and I was really lost. And I've spent pretty much most of the year since, because it's nearly the end of November, building my life up in a whole new direction. And in the process, January was a really hard month for me, and in the process, I ended up, you know, just not wanting to reflect, because it was really painful. I didn't know what to speak about, and then because of that, I stopped recording in January for a little while. I ended up actually changing my phone. I moved from Android to an iPhone. I know, I have become an Apple person. Yeah, it's pretty shocking after so many years sticking with Androids and Windows computers and, I mean, Microsoft computers and the likes. I have finally made the switch, an entire complete switch to Apple. So in the process, I also basically needed to re-download a lot of apps and move things from Android to the App Store. And the podcast recording app that I use, which is Anchor.fm, was one of the apps that just didn't make the cut. Not intentionally, but mostly because I hadn't used it a lot at that point. And so I actually made that switch in January because in January was when my sister graciously and generously actually bought me, gifted me a laptop. This was like her big present for me, and an Apple MacBook Air. So I was really thankful for that. And because she gifted me a MacBook, I ended up eventually making the switch over to Apple with an iPhone. I'm using AirPods are what I use on a day-to-day basis for recording this audio diary, as well as just all of my audio needs. So I basically use all Apple products now. And as a result of that, I have been, I just forgot, to be frank, that this podcast existed. So I must apologize. And it was just kind of like a lot of changes have happened. I'll update you slowly on everything. But instead of trying to backtrack and explain everything about 2022, I'm just going to bring you right here to where I am today and probably take another time to do a bit of backtracking and a year review. We're getting close to the end of the year anyway, so there's a good chance that I'll be doing some 2022 year reviews anyway with the podcast. But one of the most exciting and very recent update is that I got LASIK surgery. Not LASIK, LASIK, like with an E. They're both, you know, corrective surgeries for your eyesight, but there's difference in the methods between LASIK and LASIK. And I ended up getting a LASIK surgery. And I'm just recovering from it. When I say I'm just recovering, I literally just recovered from it. My eyesight hasn't fully recovered. And I basically woke up in the morning, like at 3:30 a.m. or something, way too early. Because during the surgery, my sleep schedule was completely not during the surgery. During the recovery process, my sleep schedule's been completely disturbed, because of pain, because I couldn't, when you recover from LASIK, the surgery itself is very short. The surgery is quite painless. You're anesthetized anyway. But unfortunately, the recovery process is not painless. So I spent about 3 to 4 days in complete darkness. So it was actually much because the light exposures, especially bright light, but pretty much any light exposure, when my eyes hurt, was very painful, very uncomfortable. So during the recovery process, I ended up, you know, moving around a lot at night and sleeping mostly during the day. So my sleep schedule's been disturbed. So today is now the 6th day since my LASIK surgery. So it's the early morning of the 6th day. So I spent the first 3 to 4 days recovering in complete darkness. And so I'm slowly, you know, adjusting back to a regular sleep schedule. Long story short, 3:30 a.m. I woke up. I actually had one of the side effects, especially during the recovery period, but throughout just in general, the long-lasting side effect of LASIK is that my eyes get really dry. So I am on eye medication to prevent that as much as possible. Still, you know, I'm only a few days after the surgery. I still get really dry eyes. So until today, I had been sleeping in short bursts, about 2 to 3 while I was recovering. I basically only ever got to sleep 2 hours at a time because every 2 hours I would need to wake up and put in eye drops because my eyes got too dry. So last night, I managed to actually sleep about a good 5 to 6 hours, which is great. But then when I woke up and I actually opened my eyelids, I felt like my eyelids were being ripped away from my pupils. All I did was blink open. But I should have apparently blinked much more slowly open because, yeah, my left eye felt like I had just ripped it off of my pupils and it was so painful. So I basically ran to the little closet, of course, half blind, and like with my eyes half closed because I couldn't open it again, and just searched for eye drops. And I basically flooded my eyes, especially my left eye, with eye drops for about 2 hours, no joke, because there's only so much eye drops you can actually put in. And I put in eye drops again and again and again and again until it was no longer painful. And that took a while. And after that, I couldn't go back to sleep. And it is right now 7:11 a.m. And I half watched, half listened to a bunch of YouTube videos. I had some tea. I reheated some leftover pizza because I got really hungry. And I've been trying to go back to sleep, but I couldn't. Like I said, my sleep schedule's been really disturbed. And I figured, you know, it's time to wake up now anyway. So I might as well. And when you're on your bed, trying to get to sleep, but unable to, that's exactly when you remember all these things that were in the back of your head. Like, for example, this podcast. So here we are. I was just thinking about how much I would actually... Well, lots of things have changed in 2022. One of the things that has changed, a pretty major change in my life direction, is my career trajectory. And I've been thinking about creating a real YouTube vlog channel for the longest time, but it just wasn't first priority because it didn't align super well with my career trajectory that I was on. Prior, when I was focusing on social enterprises and things like that, and social impact and things like that, right now it actually does align a lot more, and I have a lot more freedom to do the things that I always wanted to do. And so I was thinking about, well, it's really daunting to start a whole vlog channel or whatnot. But then I remembered I have this thing that I loved doing. It's really great practice narrating to people to have this podcast. Yeah, it's just a really fun thing that I know how to do. And I think I've said repeatedly on this podcast series that this is one of the few things that I managed to keep up over a very long course of time. Several years. Well, okay. Excuse me for that year in between, like the year of 2022 when I basically didn't record anything. Excuse me. So I guess I should not count 2022. But I have managed to keep this up since, I believe, 2019. And so that's a really long time for me to be recording my life. And I'm really kind of, I'm pretty proud of that. So I thought I'd pick it back up. The first thing I did was go to the App Store, download the podcast app again, recover my password. And if it turns out I remembered exactly what it was. And here I am back on it, excited to see that, really pleased to see that I've had quite a few plays of this podcast while I was gone. So I'm really thankful for that. And I hope to, you know, build this up a little bit more, be able to do it more regularly. I enjoy recording these audio diaries, so I think I should continue. So hopefully you welcome me back. Hopefully the handful of regular listeners to the podcast are still listening. I will try to actually make an effort in improving the quality of these podcasts and hope you enjoy. So thanks, and I'll talk to you next time.